You're listening to SBS News.
Even during the school holidays in an empty playground, Murat Dizdar still feels the buzz of being in a school environment. He's the Deputy Secretary at the New South Wales Department of Education and has an all-access pass to the state's public schools. Education is a life's passion that he came across at a young age, but wasn't sure if it was something he wanted to pursue.
You know, I knew I wanted to be a teacher. In year nine, I knew I wanted to be a teacher. I just was not brave enough to tell anyone that, not even my own family. And I'm so glad that I bit the bullet and went into teaching, because it's been and continues to be such a rewarding career.
But Murat Dizdar didn't pursue teaching straight after high school. He graduated top of his Sydney high school class with a near-perfect score and started a law degree, much to the delight of his parents.
So, you know, what does a migrant boy do with, you know, a HSC of what was then 99.95? Well, what do? You go into law or you go into medicine. And, you know, I went in and did law and my parents were absolutely beaming. You know, that's the gold mine of careers alongside medicine. But, I enjoyed my experience. I had a distinction average. I was working for a law firm. I was doing really well, but I wasn't doing what I really wanted to be doing for the rest of my, 40-50 year working career. And that's where I bit the bullet and went into teaching. That was a moment of doubt, you know. It's a big move. You lost the faith and confidence of your family there. You rattled everyone because they were a little bit concerned with what that was going to look like.
Like many other migrant families, the Dizdars were not always risk averse. Murat's parents could not speak English when they migrated from Turkey in the 1970s with one-month-old Murat and his sister. But they devoted their energy to the promise of a better life for their family.
You know, I could smell the working class nature of my parents. I mean, I didn't know that phrase existed when I was 5, 6, 7 years of age, but I saw how hard they worked. You know, my dad would do night shift, we'd grow up with mum. Mum would do night shift, we'd grow up with dad. They were shift workers while we lived in Summer Hill before we moved into Housing Commission, making their way through life.
That work ethic has left a big impression on Mr. Dizdar, now a father of three. He takes great pride in all the jobs he has had, from work at the local delicatessen and newsagent, as a waiter in hospitality, and even being a garbage man in his first year out of university.
Running as hard as I could, emptying garbage bins. Ironically, including the house I now live in, emptying garbage bins, showering at the local pool, getting all the putrid off me to go and teach, which was, what I was most passionate about. I've had a whole range of jobs that taught me the value and ethic of good work, of commitment that I've tried to take throughout my entire career.
Murat Dizdar grew up in an area dominated by rugby league. It set him on a collision course with his father's passion for the round ball game.
I got him to let me play one year, and it was for Burwood United. It was under 10s, and I remember my dad coming and watching me at Burwood Oval there. And I remember just the pride of having your father watch you. Now, this was my father who caught public transport to come there, you know, having me being picked up by the coach, never in a position to be able to afford a car, but also wanting to make the effort to back his son. I could never convince him about rugby league, but he did watch me that year, and we often banter and watch the other football, soccer, and, compare notes on how teams are travelling.
Never far away was his mother's cooking, which to this day the 46-year-old embraces as part of his Turkish-Australian heritage.
My mum, maybe I sound a little bit biased, but she's probably the nation's best Turkish cook out there that doesn't own a restaurant. She is a phenomenal cook, all without recipe, just with work knowledge of having seen her mum and relatives in action.
Murat's primary school in Sydney's inner west was a melting pot of cultures.
And I remember just fitting in, very neatly alongside all of my peers. You know, my friends were from all sorts of cultural groups. The multicultural day stood out at school. You know, there I was dressed in Turkish military outfit and, you know, probably begging for, you know, people poking fun at. But if you look back, it was so embracing to have a, you know, 7-year-old in military outfit for Multicultural Day because everyone was in their own national costume.
That diversity is what Murat Dizdar wants the 800,000 students in 2,200 public schools in New South Wales to also experience. Kathy Powson is the state's schools operations director and works closely with Murat Dizdar.
His life experiences have contributed to his pursuit for ongoing improvement and ensuring that we are providing a quality service to all.
From student to classroom teacher, school principal and now deputy secretary of the department, Kathy Powson says Murat is a proud advocate for the public system.
He is committed to public education, putting students at the centre of everything that we do, and seeks opportunities to ensure that he is visible and connected to the students throughout the state, and makes a point of ensuring that he acknowledges and celebrates the great work taking place within our organisation.
And when his career at the department is over, Murat Dizdar won't forget where he came from.
I never, never lose sight of what it's like to teach 5 out of 6 periods a day in a high school, knowing the energy and the buzz, but also the challenge and complexity of that. When I retire from my very privileged career, very privileged role, I look forward to going back inside the classroom in a voluntary capacity or in a paid employment capacity, because that's where I started, and it'd be lovely to go full circle and have it also finish inside the classroom.
Laurie Luira, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.